Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 6:46 here on this Thursday morning, July 16th. Now, three big things.
Three.
Governor Kelly orders delay in opening Kansas schools until after Labor Day, September 9th.
Two.
Sedgwick County COVID-19 cases near 2,600 with 32 deaths. Statewide death toll hits 299.
One.
Several states seeing spikes in COVID-19 cases. Nationwide death toll nearly 138,000. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices this morning here in the Wichita area, the average just under $2 a gallon, $1.98 or $1.99 a gallon. I did spot one better gasoline price this morning, 47th Street South and Hydraulic, $1.97 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today at a high of 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 73. Friday, mostly sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, we're going to back up to 99. And now mostly cloudy, southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, 74 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. And on Wall Street yesterday, stocks closed up Wednesday.
Renewed diplomatic tensions with China reined in the market's gains as the Chinese government threatened retaliation to President Trump's call for sanctions on Chinese banks. The Dow had been up more than 500 points on encouraging results from Moderna's vaccine trial, but closed higher by just 227 points. The S&P ending just shy of turning positive for the year as investors jumped into travel names like Norwegian Cruise Lines and Royal Caribbean, both ending the day up more than 20%. And better-than-expected earnings from Goldman Sachs and U.S. Bancor giving a boost to financials ahead of results from Bank of America and Morgan Stanley tomorrow. In New York, I'm Ellie Terrett, Fox News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is imposing travel bans on employees of the Chinese technology giant Huawei and other companies the U.S. determines are assisting authoritarian governments in cracking down on human rights. He also says the Trump administration is finalizing plans to crack down on the popular Chinese video streaming app TikTok, although he stopped short of saying it would be banned in the U.S.
How could they ban it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the internet.
The government could do anything, Don.
I guess so.
6:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, he is the money tracker, and he's here in the studio.
I am live.
And you are live, and good morning, sir.
I'm always live.
Oh, you're live.
I'm live. Steve, you know, I know very few people whose financial lives have not been affected by COVID-19. Most of us have started to re-examine how we'll handle our lives going forward. There's nothing like a pandemic to encourage us to take on some uncomfortable conversations about how we spend, invest, and save our money. Now, talk with a certified financial planner professional to help you with a financial plan that can help you get back on course. If you have avoided developing a plan, well, there's no better time than now. Your plan can help identify how your current asset allocation performs in a volatile market. There's no better test than reality. This will emphasize diversification and may identify changes that need to be made for you to reach your objectives. Well, if you aren't retired yet, it's perfect time to review when could be the best phase out of your job. The COVID pandemic has been a wake-up call for many more vulnerable Americans, and this situation presents a good opportunity to review your work-life balance. If you are spending, you know, if your spending has changed because of the stay-in-place mandates, have you spent less? Well, if so, there are any changes that would be made to your lifestyle that may involve you not spending that much. Are there? Well, if you're like me, you probably crave a getaway after your movement has been somewhat restricted. Since there are many limitations connected to air travel, consider a less expensive driving vacation. Keep it local and bank the money you save for another time. And finally, take a look at your debt. If you have high-interest consumer debt that may include personal loans or credit card balances, this is the time to pay those down. We've identified places where you may be saving money because you're not spending. So why not pay down debt, build up your emergency fund, and shore up your retirement accounts? Good time for that.
Sounds like
if you have any questions, you can give me a call, 634-2222.
Sounds like good advice to me, Don.
Well, it's always good advice, Steve.
I want to take another quick look at the Kansas City Weather Center radar this morning because it's coming our way in a hurry now. From the southwest moving to the northeast now, this line of showers, the front end is now tipping into the southwest corner of Sedgwick County.
Oh, boy.
And it's covered about half of Sumner County now. If you're going south on the turnpike this morning down toward Oklahoma, after you get past the line here right now, you're going to see some rain going down that way. In fact, looks like there's a severe thunderstorm warning down around Ponca City.
So is this severe coming our way?
No,
or is it just
it looks like a light to moderate, but you know, they're not talking about anything severe.
I don't mind a little rain right now.
Oh, yeah, I think rain would be great.
Cool things down.
It would help a lot.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks, Don, for being part of what we did yesterday with the
That was so fun.
The 50th, my 50th year in radio, and you stopped by and brought me some goldfish and some Twinkies.
Well, it was your golden anniversary.
Golden anniversary, so you gave me the golden snack.
So I spared no expense.
Didn't you?
I hear somebody stole a Twinkie from you.
Yeah, somebody overnight broke into my Twinkie box and took one of my Twinkies.
So that was an unopened 10 box of Twinkies.
It was?
Yes. And
well,
I
think there's just one missing. I'll have to do a little more investigation.
It wasn't like when you invite Jad to a party and he brings you a 5-pack of beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's
I saw
right.
that joke from Jad. Yeah.
What I brought him this morning actually wasn't a hint or anything. I brought him a box of Altoids.
Good. You telling him that he?
I wasn't saying anything. I just brought him a box of Altoids.
Let's take him back inside radio. I've got this little, you know, one of those inboxes. What do you call those little trays?
Right.
On my desk, and Jad brings his box of these breath mints in there and puts them up there. He leaves them right there because you know I'm not going to use them.
We know you're not going to use them. Thank God we're 6 feet apart here.
You can come in here and grab one now and then. And
yeah.
We've got a system.
Oh, so he used them for himself.
Yeah.
So he gave
them
to you just to store them so that he can use them.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a desk.
I don't have a desk or anywhere to store anything.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And he's got some other things stored up in my other closet over there, you know, a couple of bottles of liquor.
Okay.
Gotta
love that.
Well, it's a team deal. But no, we heard from a lot of people yesterday. Just looking at the list here, we got, people I've worked with. My granddaughter Jocelyn called in. I've got 7 grandkids. She's the one who seems to be interested in maybe doing broadcasting.
Wow. Well,
we'll have to get her aside and give her a lecture.
Give her a good real talking.
Yeah, because you can tell her about TV and the movies and all that. And anyway, we had a good time yesterday. And appreciate all you people who, folks who called in, and on Facebook, there were a lot of responses too.
It was a
fun deal.
Fun day. It really was. And congratulations once
and
again.
And you mentioned yesterday, you have been doing the show with us for what, 16 years?
So 2004, April of 2004.
Do you believe that, Jad? Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's time passes on.
It does.
You haven't changed a bit.
Neither of you,
oh,
Steve.
Oh, no, we did.
The great thing is that our eyesight goes along with our thinking and everything and our looks, so that you look the exact same as you did before.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Don. It's
coming
up on 6:55, Steve and Ted. And here in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to take a look at all the news, including a big spike in COVID-19 cases nationwide. That story and more on the way, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.